At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
All right, talk about it in a minute. It's the 10 greatest Ozzy Osbourne tunes of all times with Sit and Spin. But first time for a few emails to the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail.
Couple from our question today, inspired by Ozzy Osbourne, who passed away at the age of 76, work, hobby, or personal, who inspired you to do what you do? Guys, needless to say, been a rough day. I grew up with my mom blasting Ozzy on her way to drop me off at preschool. My dad doing the same as he'd pick me up for visitation. Gonna miss the hell out of him, but I hope he and Lemmy kicking it together, wherever they are. As for who inspired me, I write in my free time. I even have a couple of short stories published. My inspiration for my writing was Hunter S. Thompson, or Dr. Gonzo, amazing journalist and man larger than life from beginning to end. I learned that when I couldn't find my writing niche after I graduated high school, that he would rewrite The Great Gatsby and A Farewell to Arms front to back. So I decided to give this a shot, writing Frankenstein and The Underground Man front to back. And while it wasn't a magical solution, it did help me develop the flow and style that I use in my stories to this day.
Yeah, that actually makes sense.
R.I.P. to a true legend, that from Nathan. One more on the inspiration. Ozzy and Sabbath's music has been a staple in my home forever, and our family is saddened by the news of Ozzy, true legend. Thanks, guys, for honoring him today. Person who influenced me greatly in my career was my resource teacher that I had in fourth grade, Mrs. Thatcher. She was a sweet woman who noticed me when I thought no one cared. I was being bullied by my teacher and classmates about my struggles in math. It had gotten to the point where I would do anything to avoid going to class. That's my world. She discovered I had undiagnosed dyslexia when it comes to math.
Yeah.
Working with me daily to give me the tools to help me overcome my struggles and academics. Ms. Thatcher's love and support is what guided me to become a teacher myself.
Damn.
I strive to make sure that my students feel valued, supported, and loved every day. I love what I do so much, and I have Mrs. Thatcher to thank for that. Thank you guys for doing what you do. That from Ray Jean and Sheldon. Thank you for the nice email. Okay, time for a few birthdays brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Dip responsibly.
Guys, today is my 37th birthday, and we'll be on my way to Spokane for the Dropkick Murphys concert, as you read this. So, can I get some green beans and something Mike wants to play? Then maybe, let's see here. Bad jokes, the captain and coach, Ted, hyping me up for the concert tonight.
Green bean.
What?
Green bean.
Okay.
Green beans. Green beans.
She got a roof to don't leave.
Okay, I'll give you a couple here. Guys, I asked my friend Sam to sing a song about his television.
Oh, yeah?
Then Sam sung.
Yeah.
All right, one more for you, Tristan. Guys, I named my girl's boobs.
You named her boobs?
Yeah, I named her boobs.
What'd you name them?
Her left one is called Juan.
All right.
And her right one, I named Jamal. Because if you see Juan, you've seen Jamal.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. What else we got here? The captain.
Ooh, well, ahoy there. You wanted some jokes from the El Capitan. Well, I tend to hang out in the cereal world, so here's some cereal jokes for you. What do you call a racist cereal?
A racist cereal.
That's correct. Special KKK. Did you hear about the new breakfast cereal for prostitutes? It doesn't go snap, crackle, or pop. It just lays there and bangs. What is Chris Brown's favorite cereal?
Oh, no. Honey Smacks?
Honey Smacks. You've heard that one before. And then why can't the Minnesota Vikings eat cereal for breakfast?
Because they've never won a Super Bowl.
They choke when they get too close to a bowl. Crunch Berries.
Yeah. What do you say, going to see Dropkick Murphys out in Spokane?
Yeah.
All right. Coach been over there a few times. Number one, Swinging Doors. They serve breakfast for a while. That's my bar. I like hanging out there at night. and during the day. Number two, Dropkick Murphys kicks ass, man. You got Shipping Up to Boston, which is my fighting entrance song. You got the Rose Tattoo, Worker's Song, Have a Good Night. Remember, keep your hands up. Those crowds get rowdy.
Yeah. Guys, last minute, but we'd love to get some dad jokes from Miles for my birthday. Hope you can slip it in, and would love to say see you guys come down to the bar sometime. Holy Moly Bar on 6th in Tacoma. They got the men's room 20th anniversary.
Thank you, Matt.
Or the IPA. So, Matt, happy birthday to you, although you don't tell us how old you are. So let me see what I got here, birthday.
He looks terrible. You see? Real old. Real, real old, man.
What do you call a rabbit with fleas?
Rabbit with fleas.
I don't know.
Bugs Bunny. My uncle has two Dobermans named Rolex and Timex.
Oh, yeah?
They're watchdogs. And what do you call a woman who loves tiny penises?
A woman who... What?
An angel.
My girlfriend.
An angel.
One of the good ones.
Charles, I want to give a 38th birthday shout-out to my best friend and hubby, Tim. Can you get Coke Ted, an original barbershop fish sandwich quartet, and some advice from Captain on dealing with toddler tantrums? Love, Brambles, Leo, and Olive.
Tell you what, a lot of times Coke Ted doesn't give real advice. He just gives coked out advice. But I will tell you this one. If you got toddlers running around, I'd be easy with cocaine, man. Sure, it might seem fine, easy to keep up with the pace with them. That next morning, it's going to be terrible. And unlike you, they're going to be up at sunrise, ready to rock. But I watch Bluey. You ever see Bluey on coke? It sucks.
Can I get a fish sandwich? Oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Well, ahoy there. How to deal with tantrums from toddlers? Listen, you already know this horrible truth. Ain't gonna stop. It's what they do. But the El Capitan has a special trick so they don't bother me. You take two crunch berries and place one in each ear. Crunch berries.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, to you, to you.
Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schwein.
All right, gentlemen, it's 5:08. We'll drink and toast with the shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is maybe working on.
Yes, Miles, my apologies. My headphones got caught as I was getting up here, so I completely got myself thrown off.
Thank you, Miles. A new study shows the COVID pandemic aged brains by nearly half a year.
Cool.
About 5.5 months. Even if you didn't get it, it still aged your brain. And I don't think it's about the virus so much as it is about the horrific stress that everybody went through in that amount of time.
You feel 6 months smarter.
No.
Yeah.
No. Well, the thing, too, is it was tough, man.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, for months, there was no sports. Like, I don't know. Most things you normally people will have distractions with, sports, going to musical shows, or
anything.
You just, you couldn't do it, right?
Going to a restaurant. Bar. Going to anything. You don't realize how social of a creature you are until it's all taken away, even if you're not particularly social.
A ton of people couldn't even go into work. You couldn't see your coworkers. You couldn't see your friends. You couldn't see your family. Right. There were people that missed the births of their children. There were people that missed the deaths of their family. It was, you know, go beyond and even further there. You know, it went beyond people that just all of a sudden needed to be able to run a marathon outside.
Right.
You forget just how, especially that March of 2020, just as things one right after the other started closing down. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But yeah, hey. I mean, I was telling somebody this weekend, I was like, Cobb and I, as we lived in the same neighborhood at this time, every Saturday, even if it was pissing rain, like, all right, let's just go walk around the streets.
Yeah, something.
Right.
Get out of the house.
Just to see something. Scientists created an AI brain aging clock to identify over 450 anti-aging treatments in mice.
In mice. Well, to be fair, the mice have been demanding that.
I have to say, mice get all the perks these days.
They really do. Oh, you cured cancer in them. Oh, anti-age their brain.
Yeah.
Got these cancer-free, long-living mice now.
Hooray.
My buddy used to work at a lab that had all the animals.
Yeah.
He had to give CPR to one of them once.
To a mouse?
To a rat.
Who did it?
DB.
He kissed a rat?
He brought it back to life.
Did he really?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to give breaths anymore, Miles. You're just supposed to do compressions.
Does he gave compressions to the rat or gave him breaths?
I think he was blowing on his little snout. Yeah.
So, see, maybe you do blow through the
what
rat
do you know
nose.
About rat CPR, yeah. Mike?
You know what? That's fair. I was fired as a lifeguard, and I never did rats, so.
Thank God Chuck E. Cheese never went down around you.
Yeah.
I never got to see the good animals, though.
No?
I was like, I know there's bigger ones. He's like, they don't let me unlock those doors.
Yeah. Oh. I bet you they don't.
Where's the monkeys?
That was always
that's
my question.
That's what you mean, yes.
Like, I know there's somewhere in here. We're in the like the deep bowels of Johns Hopkins University. Like, the Johns Hopkins University. Like, there's somewhere in here. Yeah, I know it.
I know there's monkeys in here.
Where are the monkeys?
Where they at, man? Scans show the brains of optimists operate similarly.
I would think so, because they share this common trait of being optimistic.
Right. I don't know if it's a chemical thing. I don't know if it's a wiring thing.
I don't know. And I think a lot of it, and there's always nature versus nurture.
Of course.
Both obviously come into play. But with people that are just eternal optimists, I think that's more nature.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, just like growing up, you know, as a parent, you do the best you can to keep the world decent for your kids, but it's impossible.
Sure.
Right? But if you're particular, like my son is a very optimistic person. He just, and he has his complaints and all that, but overwhelmingly, the way he frames the world, only good things are going to happen.
There you go.
Although last night he, that kid who got attacked by the cougar somewhere here in Washington State.
Oh, yeah. So,
4-year-old.
That spooked right. him out a little bit?
No, it wasn't that. He, I had gone to the bathroom. I walk out. The news was on. And he just had this look on his face. I'm like, what's up, man? He goes, why did they kill the cougar? I said, listen, that, it's a loaded question. I agree with you. But was it in the kid's house? I go, well, no. He goes, I have no ill will against the kid. But he goes, also, cougar's going to cougar. I said, I know
cougar's going to cougar.
And I said, look, gator's going to gator, bear's going to bear. But I said, if they catch you, they're going to blow your head off.
Right.
Right or wrong, that is how that works
out. Kind of a general rule of how we do things.
Yeah, and
you don't
just,
screw with
he
us.
He just didn't get it. And I'm like, I honestly don't know how to explain this.
Yeah. That's, we're the top dog.
Yeah.
We eliminate that's anybody a, who tries to be the top
that's
dog.
That's how we operate.
That's
right?
how
that
we
was
do.
A very popular trail.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a...
but still.
No. You're yeah. right. I'm just like...
You're right with all that, but he's like, yeah, but that's where it lives, man. I'm like, buddy, I know. I know.
There's a heat dome that's about to run over the South. You guys remember that heat dome that we had a few years
ago? Oh, yeah.
Ago? That sucked.
It sucked because it doesn't dome. Move anywhere.
And now it's going through the South, which is already hot.
Already.
And right. humid.
They said there's 17 or 18 states where they, you're not forbidding people from doing it, but you're highly recommending they do not consume alcohol.
That bad.
They just said, look, man, because, you know, dehydrate you and all this. I said, it's going to be hot enough in these places. You can have one or two beers, but they're like, if you plan on throwing down with the boys this weekend or something, they're like, seriously, man, like, don't. Just for your health. We're not telling you not to drink. We're telling you, and even the beverage companies are like, you can skip us for the next couple days.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Just spend the next few days getting through the next few days.
Well, I guess if you're going to drink, be indoors. That's more of the thing. That's all. We're not saying don't drink. Do not drink.
And drink a lot of water in between.
And drink a lot of water, yeah.
China has developed an EV automobile that's beating out luxury brands like Porsche and Mercedes.
It's been around for a hot minute. We're just hearing about it now. It was a guy, a former Ford guy.
Oh, no, he's not former.
Yeah. Oh, is it the current guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, we cannot let this car in the market. We will go out of business.
No kidding.
Also, with your EVs. Yeah,
I've been driving one for 6 months. I'm not getting rid of it.
Yeah, they gave it to him to test for a minute, and he's like, not giving it back.
Take this off my dead body, kind of thing. I'm not giving this car up. It's awesome.
What is it about it? It's
basically just completely connected to you, so when you get in that car, all right, as far as, you know, your maps, your emails, your phone, everything just connects to you.
No kidding.
So your radio station, your seat position, your version of whatever you want on the screen.
But also more importantly, it gets a better range, right?
It's just the EV.
I don't remember the company.
There's two.
But there's two. This particular one, so whatever our best charge is here, maybe 350 miles or something like that in single, it dominates by like almost 200 miles.
No.
Right, so just the efficiency of it.
We're not allowed to get these.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah, they're like new.
We've got to create some sort of a model of it, though.
I guarantee he's probably having the reverse engineering
now. He says we're well over a decade behind the competition.
No way.
Yes. But you don't know what
you don't know. Is it like an app on your phone? Like, how does it know that it's you?
I don't know.
I don't know the technology. That's what I'm saying. Like,
just scan your face at the door.
He's the guy that says they're 10 years ahead. And he is the guy that's, you know, 20 years ahead of my knowledge.
Right.
So I don't. How the hell would you know?
There's a new scrubbing robot in development that could contribute to the automation of household chores. Yay!
Oh, all right.
I mean, there's the Roomba, which some people have.
Sure.
I don't mind doing the chore. I don't love doing them, but I will say on the weekends, I find it's a good way to clear your brain a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I just roll out of bed and start doing it. And by the time you're done, you've cleared your mind, you kind of set up your day, and it's maybe 11 in the morning. I've got nothing left to do, no chores to do. Mm-hmm.
I like this one. There's a new study on the effects of background music for employees at work, basically saying, like, the repetitive music, the crummy music that they are forced to listen to in the background. If, you know, if you're working in some sort of a retail, like I would be willing to bet my sister is one of these people that if you work at a retail store, especially in a mall,
yep,
any love that you ever had for like Christmas music is completely burned out.
Oh yeah, correct.
You
are. They got to start listening to it in November,
right?
And it's all day,
stop.
The entire time you're at work, you have to listen to this.
It's like a store I very much enjoy. They're celebrating like their 60th anniversary or something.
Yeah. All right.
So they've changed their music back to what it was when they first started. It's even for me, I go in there enough, I'm like, all right, we can update this playlist again.
Let's bring it forward again.
Yeah, I was just getting to the age where the stores play the songs I like.
I know. You go to the grocery store, and I'm like, that is Guns N' Roses.
Right.
The controversy is over. That is Welcome to the Jungle.
When they start playing bangers in here.
Right.
It's like, oh, dude, you got old.
I know, right.
It was announced that the Prince of Darkness himself, Ozzy Osbourne, passed earlier this morning, and I decided that I was going to change up my men's room top 10 to reflect that. And, we already did the 10 best songs, according to us here at KISW, here for Sit and Spin. So where am I going to go with this instead? He wasn't just a singer.
Uh-oh.
Got it, Mike. That was a perfect setup, and then you didn't have the damn pot up.
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
The 10 best Ozzy Osbourne movie and TV appearances. You know, he got the nickname Ozzy as a kid, and it stuck forever. I got a nickname as a kid as well. In fact, I got a few. Dill Pickle, Dill Weed, and my favorite, Dildo. Children, here's to the Prince of Darkness. May he forever haunt our souls and ears with his legacy.
My bad, Ted. I did not realize that.
Sorry.
This would be better suited for TV time. So I will hijack it. So these are the 10 best Ozzy Osbourne cameos in movies and TV.
All right.
Starts with The Jerky Boys. Anybody see that movie from 1995?
I did not see the movie.
Now I just remember them being pretty entertaining to listen to.
Yeah, so this was they were a prank phone call team, and this was their official movie. After a couple of comedy albums, they made a movie appropriately titled The Jerky Boys, The Movie. Ozzy Osbourne makes an appearance as the manager for the band, Helmet. Yeah. Which, you know.
So is it just based on the character? I don't remember the movie. Was that based on the characters they were doing on their albums beforehand?
I don't know.
I believe so.
And they just put them in real life situations. I might have to check that out.
Steve, you're probably the closest one to be able to say, did the kids ever make you watch Romeo and Juliet?
No, I know the name, but I never had to watch it.
Thank God. It says, two things that you might not think about when it comes to the Godfather of Metal are animated deer and Shakespeare. However, those worlds collided in Romeo and Juliet. The animated reimagining of Romeo and Juliet, Ozzy Osbourne voices Fawn, the miniature deer statue, and the best friend of Tybalt. Fitting character.
And he was the voice of which one?
He was the, there's a deer.
Okay.
It's named Fawn. It's a miniature deer statue.
I wonder how that happens. Like, all right, man, we got these kids. You know who should voice the deer, man, is Ozzy Osbourne. Like, yeah, give him a call.
Why not? Bring him in. Hey, who has seen the horror comedy from 1986, Trick or Treat?
That's the one I was talking
about.
That's
the one you were talking about in The Office.
It is a horrible movie, but but a lot of it, there were two reasons any of us wanted to go see it. I don't know, I'm 16, 17 years old, whatever. So it's a horror movie. But Gene Simmons played a radio DJ.
All right.
And to his credit, he's only in there briefly, but did a pretty good job. And Ozzy Osbourne, of all things, played a priest who's on TV bitching about the evils of metal music.
A TV evangelist. That's evangelist. That
and
is
then
correct.
He was killed.
Oh, no.
And the place went crazy, yeah.
The top 10 Ozzy Osbourne of TV and movie cameos. I'm a big fan of this these days, but he also did show up on WWE Raw.
That makes sense.
He's made a few stops in the world of professional wrestling. They say even becoming a celebrity inductee into the Hall of Fame in 2021. He's also one of several celebrities who have appeared in WrestleMania, managing the British Bulldogs as they secured the World Tag Team Championships at the 1986 pay-per-view event. In November of 2009, he and his wife Sharon served as guest hosts on WWE Raw, where they did a spin on Sharon's gig as judge on America's Got Talent and turned the ring into a judge's table for Raw's Got Talent.
Raw's Got Talent.
Okay. Raw's Got Talent. He just kind of fits. He's just that campy.
That makes sense.
And
yeah,
it would just fit.
I don't know that you could like wrestling that much and not like Ozzy Osbourne.
Absolutely.
They just seem like, you're right, they seem like they go hand in hand.
They really do. And yeah, the number of characters that Ozzy would fit with, you know, you got the Undertakers of the world.
Almost
that are in
any
there,
of them,
Kane,
right,
and all them. Like, he fits. Any CSI fans? Crime Scene Investigation.
You see on the occasional episode.
They say Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath premiered the second single off of their reunion album 13 during an episode of CSI. In season 13, episode Skin in the Game is what it's called. Ted Danson's character attend a Black Sabbath concert while investigating a string of murders. On the stage, the band sings End of the Beginning before the singer sits down with one of the suspects for an interview. The interviewer mentions that they've spoken before back in 1986, to which Ozzy hilariously replies, he doesn't remember.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Not just the conversation, but the entirety of 1986.
I do not remember. No, I mean the year. I don't remember.
Steve, what is one of the least favorite movies that your children have made you watch? It's a musical. It's got
Trolls.
Justin Timberlake. Yes, right.
Yep.
And Ozzy Osbourne showed up in Trolls World Tour.
Okay, I was going to say, look, man, I sat through that freaking movie at the theater. I've seen it two or three more times at home. I recalled no Ozzy. So he wasn't in the one I saw.
No.
He's just in the franchise.
When they brought the rock chick in there. Like, I remember...
I bailed out before that.
Did you? Okay. I remember when the trailer for that one came up, they did play the riff of Crazy Train on there. However, it says the sequel to DreamWorks' animated hit Trolls highlighted a number of different genres of music. Let's see here. Ozzy Osbourne, the Black Sabbath frontman, voiced King Thrash, the retired king of hard rock, with the effects of his wild rock star lifestyle made evident through Osbourne's signature nonsensical mumbling. Yeah, I don't think he had a legit line.
I was like, did they give him a script or just say, man?
Just be you.
Okay.
the movie Private Parts. Did anybody see that one? Anybody see that one in 1997?
I did.
Yeah.
Howard
My
Stern's?
Brother had the book too.
No kidding.
Yes.
Oh, it had pictures in it, Mike.
Oh,
it did.
God.
Yes.
I stole that book a lot.
It's called Private Parts. I'm scared.
No, it was just pictures of him in the studio. There was TNA in it.
Oh, right.
A lot.
Howard Stern's autobiographical film Private Parts features a number of celebrity cameos, and while Ozzy Osbourne only uttered a single sentence in the film, what a jerk. It remains one of 97 Flick's most quoted lines. That's not the line in its entirety.
If you haven't seen the movie, there, Mike.
No, I've not.
Private Part, it's worth watching.
Okay.
There's a guy we used to work with that we nicknamed Pig Vomit. If you watch the movie, you'll understand everything about it. You have since met this guy.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, that guy, Josh. You're down a bit. Yeah. He was our Pig Vomit.
Like, all right.
Literally his job was to try to keep us in line.
Nice.
He did nothing else except that.
The best TV and movie cameos of Ozzy Osbourne. This was actually my first introduction of ever seeing Ozzy in my life. Came in 2002 in a movie called Austin Powers in Golden.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
Boobs. These filmmakers are a bunch of boobs.
I think I saw that in theaters.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Good flick, man. I enjoyed it. If you haven't, check it out. It's great. Number two on the list, they put just straight up the Osbournes, which I wouldn't... This was more of a movie or TV appearance.
Yeah. I mean, it was what it was.
But when it's your show, you can't call it an appearance.
Well, he appeared when he appeared.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the first big reality TV shows just around a family I remember, too.
And it made sense because, like I said, the persona of Ozzy Osbourne was so much different than what people finally got the chance to see. Which is like an old man lost in his own house.
Right.
Dealing with ungrateful kids, the whole nine.
It's still chaotic, just not in the original Ozzy Osbourne chaos that you were used to. It still fits him. However, it's a different shade, if you will. Different font.
It made me feel like that's why he goes out on tour. Right, honestly, to get
that's
away from
hell
this.
Gets out of there.
And there were so many little dogs and stuff. Like, it was a whole thing.
I believe it. And I'll leave you with this final... What they call the best Ozzy Osbourne movie and or TV cameo from 2000, the Adam Sandler movie, Little Nicky.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Boasts a pretty impressive catalog of projects that span multiple genres, but the 2000 action comedy Little Nicky is not considered one of his greatest. It still has developed a cult following over the years for his ridiculous, devilish story and a bevy of celebrity cameos. One of the famous faces to make an appearance is Ozzy Osbourne himself, who Nicky summons after his brother Adrian transforms into a bat. And you can guess where it goes from there.
Yes. Yeah.
Played on that a lot, they did. I've got a handful more headlines coming up for you at 5:50.
Thanks for headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Big time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve a Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast, that's right, you guessed it, Ozzy Osbourne. Died earlier today at the age of 76. Keep in mind, today is July 22nd. His last performance only 17 days ago. And it wasn't his last performance because he died today. That was scheduled to be his final performance ever. And if any of you were lucky enough to be there, good for you. Ryan Castle was there. And the one thing that he keeps lamenting all day is, I am so glad that I was there. It's one thing to know you're going to see your final performance. It's another thing when it becomes this final. And he's like, man, it's the best decision. Basically, his wife gave him the go-ahead. It's the nicest thing she's probably done for him since they've been together. And he just played that show on July 5th at Villa Park in Birmingham, England. But what am I going to tell you about Ozzy Osbourne that you already don't know, right? We live in an age of kind of dime a dozen celebrities, nothing against them, but one of the last true originals is lost. And I'll stand by that. I will die on that hill. Like, look, man, you ain't going to find a whole lot of people like Ozzy. Like I said, you can find a controversial figure, but typically that's because of something they've said, something that you overheard that they said, something that you caught on video. Ozzy was controversial because people just didn't know how to deal with him. And he never changed anything about himself to appease anyone. And oddly enough, that's why he had a massive appeal at the end. Right? That was the whole thing. I am who I am. And I ain't a bad guy. I just freak you out because I do things like bite the heads off of bats and do a lot of drugs, you know? But in the end, you go like, it's a cool dude. 115 million copies of just his solo career record sold. I mean, you do the math, brother. That ain't happening again in our lifetime. So to Ozzy, man. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
All right, it's going to get tested on the line now for Profile This at 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.